I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. There he is. He's about to say hello. He's about to say something now. Any minute now, something huge, one of his hugely witty bit of bants, legendary bants. Here it comes now.
Hello.
There it is.
Hi.
I thought you'd go with hello, and hello. Then I thought, well, maybe it'll be hi. Who knows what it
or
on the ice.
Ahoy. I could have gone ahoy.
On the ice would have been on brand, John. That would have been.
But I am.
But you do forget to say it. This.
I do. I've been really forgetful about that this year. I don't know why. I don't know what's happened.
This season. You are completely in denial, like you are about the FA Trophy. You are no platforming on the ice, hey, some people are saying.
Speaking of which, great news about the FA Trophy this year.
Curtailed.
Not bothering for a bit, are they?
They're
parking
trying.
It.
What they're trying to do is not do it, innit? Oh yeah, we never spent bother with that.
I think the danger is if you don't do it one season, everybody just goes, "Yeah, you're right.
It's
actually,
better.
Didn't need
it's better.
It."
It's better.
Never
actually.
See it again.
We won't be in it next year anyway, John. So we don't need it.
No, don't need to worry about it. I mean, at some point, we do need to have the sort of existential conversation about what happens to this podcast.
We should come to that.
Talk United win the title.
We can come to that, John. We'll come to that. When we win the title,
if any
we'll make
of the
that announcement.
If any of the Foffs have got any bright ideas, nationalobsession@gmail.com.
But, I mean, we could. I mean, it's a crazy idea. Could just become a Talk United podcast. But
I think that's Guy Henderson's corner of that market, isn't he? All the other lads.
It's a short corner. Short, nothing ever comes from a short corner,
no,
John.
No, it doesn't. But yes, I'm finally out of isolation. I'm out.
Thank goodness for that.
My
out
days,
the isolation.
Out of the isolation. And cycled off to work on Thursday and immediately got a puncture, which is some...
Yeah, you don't know how to do it, though, and you don't
karma.
Know how to fix it, do you, John?
And I've had to book it in for a fix.
Oh, to fix a puncture, John, that's
I know,
embarrassing.
I feel really bad, but it's a rear wheel. It's a rear wheel.
You can take that off.
Take off the... I've tried. I actually managed to get the tire off without sort of taking the entire wheel and the... gears and everything apart. Still
what did you use,
it.
John? Spoons or did you have proper
I've
levers?
Got a proper lever, yeah.
Okay, no. How many have
levers,
you got?
A couple of levers.
Three you need is your best. Three is your ideal.
Got two. And I still couldn't fix the thing. Can't find the hole anywhere. Waiting on a new, what's it called? Inner tube.
Yeah. If it's just a little hole, you can just fill it with slime and it'll keep it going for a while.
I can't see the hole anywhere. It must be. But do you know what? I ran over a drawing pin.
Classic.
That's what happened.
Where did you go? Past the Bash Street kids.
Yeah. Who's ever heard of that?
I don't know if I've ever told you, John. I did the Dartmoor Classic once. And on that, the people of Dartmoor, they bloody hate it.
Yeah.
They're furious about it. And I'm they have to send people round first to do a sweep because people do chuck out pins and little things like that. Dave Thomas there. Out there sweeping it up for everyone. Lovely, isn't it? Where is Dave Thomas, John?
He's at the new one, isn't he? The Torbay Weekly.
Is it doing it's well? The Torbay. You've been in that, John. Interview with you in that, wasn't there?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe the less said about that, the better.
Oh, right. Have you seen, since you did that interview, have you seen a spike in our listeners? Listener numbers?
I'm not so bothered about the spike in our listener numbers. More the words put into mouth situation that went on. Skullduggery went on.
Hey, John, would you like a fishing update?
Yeah.
Some people do say this is more of a fishing podcast, but I don't really
know. It's either fishing or talky, isn't it?
Don't know what they're getting at. Sorry, I just kicked the wooden chair then, if you're wondering where I am. I'm not just like in a carpentry shop.
Yeah.
The last four fish that I have had on my hook, John, have all escaped.
Oh, no.
Now, this has got me worrying about Torquay United season. That it is an omen for the season, John.
Whilst we were sort of doing well, did he catch a load of fish before, like the 5-0 at Hartlepool? Is that what happened? And now?
No. I'm at my last four fishing trips. I've had four fish jump off the hook, or take the hook. Like they've been coming out and then they'll just jump off, or like I'll be getting my net and they'll disappear. Like today, I went today and I caught nothing, not even a bite, till about the last 10 minutes. And I caught it and I slipped on the bank, John. I slipped as I caught it with excitement. Oh! And then it went. Took the hook.
Yeah.
And it took the hook. And it's made me worry, John, about the incoming Wrexham threat.
Which we all know is coming. Like
we all know it's coming.
Tsunami. We can
hear it in the distance. We can hear it in the distance. It's this season or never, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the fish jumping off the hook has just made me think, oh no, we've got it. We've got the fish on the hook. Mm. We're looking for our net at Christmas. And then what if by Easter it jumped off, John? Anyway, there we are. We're not a talky podcast.
We're not a talky podcast.
Doesn't matter. What's coming up in the show, John? What's coming up in the show?
I tell you what's going to prove we're not a talky podcast. Something I think we're going to make a regular jingle. Do we have it now? Why not? Let's just kick off the podcast now. With VOTF 26, Tex, Joe Holden's for the National
Obsession,
isn't it?
Tex's theme.
Tex's. I was going to say Chainsaw Massacre then, but I can't. Texas.
No, it's better than that.
His Texas editing theme was quite good, yeah.
Texas Home Care.
This is Tex Holden's kind of montage for the podcast.
Let's call it a montage. Why not?
Bromley, East Leigh, Dover.
Altrincham.
Kingsland. Maidenhead. Solihull Moors. Stockport. Weymouth. Yeovil. Chesterfield. Hartlepool. Dagenham. Borehamwood. Halifax. Willesden. Wrexham. Sutton.
Stockport.
Maybe not a talking podcast. And isn't it lovely? So I think, just proving once and for all, we're not a talky podcast. I think we should just throw that in a little bit more often.
Even today, my wife said, what time are you doing your talky podcast today? Ah! She's a non-believer. Every time you say that, a talky fan dies.
Let's find out what's on this not talky podcast. On this week's edition of the podcast,
yes.
Lots of National League news.
The Poos letter.
We had games on Tuesday night, at a handful, and a whole load on Saturday as well.
We still cover those games, John. Not just because Torquay aren't in them doesn't mean we don't cover the games.
No, it felt like it was lacking a little bit of Yellow's magic, didn't it, Tuesday night?
A little bit of them was lost.
I think the whole division felt that loss keenly, but we'll go over it nonetheless. We'll do that. We'll do letters. I think Hearst is going to pop up.
Is he? We're gonna. I hope he doesn't ring in. I can't bear it when he rings in.
Well, look, we can't stop him.
Because you don't have to speak to him. I have to speak to him.
But now we're giving him out the number. You know.
I know.
What we can
thing.
Do about it, really?
It's a mistake.
Ex-directory. And that's about it, I think, isn't it?
That's it. We've got some letters,
and
we're gonna maybe have a little chat about Torquay United. Nearly a quarter of the way through the season, John. I was working out the other day.
Ooh.
Nearly 25% in.
Well. We will chat about Torquay United over the course of the next half an hour, and you're just going to have to deal with it.
Look, if you've tuned in for all the other National League stuff we do, then that bit, you can just fast forward it.
Yeah.
It's up to you. It's no problem.
Put us on 1.5 speed. Have a bit of fun with it.
John, I thought Saturday was a very exciting day, especially because Talking United won, but also all the other results went our way. Tell us all about it.
Well, let's kick off on Saturday with Boreham Wood 0, Altrincham 1.
Ooh!
86th
minute. I think Shimanga should come and join us. Come and join Torquay.
Oh, waste of time that is at Boreham Wood.
He'd do very well in our little team.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, Boreham Wood really having a lovely little bottling going on down there. And I can't warm to them at all. I never liked them.
Never liked them, John.
Don't know why.
Not many teams we do like.
No, not
there,
really.
Let's be honest, in the National League.
And another thing.
Which is strange, seems given 3.5 years of our lives to it. But carry on, John.
Another team whose misfortune we've enjoyed over the last few weeks, Chesterfield. They lost 3-2 to Notts County on Saturday.
This is the Schadenfreude obsession.
Yes, it is really. It's a Schadenfreude special.
Schadenfreude live.
Yes, I mean, Chesterfield, obviously, just after we released the podcast last week, literally same day, a couple of hours later, yeah. John Pemberton sacked.
Hey, look, it's never good when anybody loses their job, especially during a pandemic. So we do feel for the Pemberton family.
No.
He's had some real bad luck there.
He has had a bit of bad luck. But yes, I mean, in the ultimate, maybe, so what I'm thinking here is that John Pemberton is now like a sort of gypsy curse he's placed on Chesterfield. They're forever going to have bad luck because they were winning.
I'd love to know,
but yeah, they were winning 2-1 until the 90th minute.
Oh.
And two 90th minute plus goals in Notts County won it 3-2.
Oh dear, poor them. Poor John Pemberton.
Yeah, two teams we don't really like there, but Notts County pulling it out the bag. Chesterfield have since.
Yeah, we need Nottingham County. Let's call them that.
Nottingham County.
That really annoys me.
They really like it when you get the names wrong, don't they?
Yeah, we really need them just to get lost. I don't think they're doing enough. I think we're far enough away from them already.
I hope so.
I'm writing Notts County off in the challenge.
And we can already
for the National League.
We can factor in the inevitable 2-0 defeat at Notts County into the equation already. We've built up enough points.
Too many other teams around them to play as well. So, you know, they're not going to win absolutely everything, are they? So
no, it's true. Chesterfield, just one final note, have since appointed the Gloucester City manager, James Rowe, into the vacancy. So Martin Allen dipped out of that one. Didn't fancy Chesterfield.
Didn't fancy going back.
No. So
he normally does fancy going. We know why that is, John.
Because he's got all eyes on Barnett, who lost 4-1 they lost on Saturday to Woking. I mean, jeez. Oh, God. What's going on there?
Are they just rubbish this season, John?
I think they are. I think they might be. And they've employed some bloke from Hereford, haven't they, as their managers. Might not be up to scratch.
Bloke from Hereford's not going to like it in Barnett, is he? Isn't he? He's going to be, what's this? I don't understand where this is. I don't know what this is.
But Martin Allen, look, we found out last week, H&M in Barnet. They stopped Gilles. They're obviously anticipating the big man. By the way, are you watching I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here this year? I know we talked about Martin Allen going into the jungle, going on the show.
Good.
I'm getting Martin Allen vibes from Shane Ritchie, don't you think?
Are you?
There's a bit of Allen in Shane Ritchie.
Is he wearing a gilet?
He is wearing a gilet and he's got a sort of style.
Okay.
Very quietly spoken, but quite gruff, sort of really unpredictable. I'm getting Martin Allen vibes. You're getting a good taster of what Mad Dog would be like on the show.
He'd be very good in the show, like just in the middle of the night. He'd be waking people up, trying to motivate them in the middle of the night. Like, I've really got to go for it tomorrow.
Did I ever tell you about when he came to the Cheltenham Festival? We've talked about when we gave him a lift back to the station, and he was sat in the seat behind the driver, and he just leant forward and put his hands over the driver's eyes, just leant around the seat just for a laugh on this sort of narrow country lane going towards Swindon. Mad Dog nearly killed us all.
I like that.
Yeah.
Just trying. Every time he does, every time he goes anywhere with people he doesn't really know, he has to live up to his name. He has to be like, oh, I've got to do something a bit mad here.
He is a completely mad man. Moving on Saturday, Kings Lynn 2, Dover 0, the Linnets.
You Linnets. They're all right, John. They're mid-table, aren't they?
Okay, yeah. A lot of people thought they'd do all right. It was just us who thought they'd go down, but yeah, they're doing okay.
Fancying it for an away trip if we're allowed, aren't we, John?
I fancy it. I mean, Dover.
A little trip up to Kings Lynn.
Let's just caveat it with the fact that Dover are absolutely useless. But Kings Lynn 1-2-0. They could have had another, actually, through Cairo Mitchell. Obviously got a night boat to the game, to Dover.
that his name? Cairo.
Cairo Mitchell.
What a great name Cairo is, yeah.
Maidenhead 2, Bromley 2, and 93.
Maidenhead are like third or something,
again,
John.
Another team.
Ridiculous.
We tip Maidenhead and Kings Lynn to struggle, but they're doing all right after a dodgy start. 95th minute equaliser for Bromley there. Wrexham 1, Aldershot 0. You see, Luke Young scored the only goal for Wrexham.
Trying to attract Torquay United. Trying to get the big clubs to look at him.
I think we've moved on from Luke Young now. We don't need Luke Young. No. Yeovil 1, Hartlepool 3.
God, still no win.
Winless. Really funny. I mean, presumably they will.
I'm feeling sorry for them now.
Darren Sahl at some point soon. But it's really not working. Yeovilton. Wealdstone 3, Sutton 3. Probably the game of the day.
Yes.
Live on the telly.
It's on the telly, wasn't it? It's on the telly. Sutton 2-0 up at half time.
A good comedy goal they scored when the Wealdstone keeper cleared the ball into Omar Bugle's face.
Lovely.
Which is good fun.
Lovely. We've got them, Torquay got them next, and they Wealdstone. Could do, because they're up there or thereabouts, and we know they're not going to win it, so we need them to beat other teams.
I mean, the league is non-linear, so what you're seeing now is Wealdstone getting all their wins for the season in the first half, and then they won't win another game either side of Christmas.
It's still non-linear. Once the vaccine kicks in, and we've had this weird season, and Torquay are out of the National League, it will get back into linear football.
Yeah.
Just normal.
And then just a couple of games on Tuesday night. Altrincham 0, Bromley 1. Red card apiece there, but really not much to talk about.
Bromley doing well, John. Bromley 5th, 6th.
Doing all right, yeah. Again, that's probably about what they would have targeted.
Well, they didn't look
bad.
They didn't look, when we watched the stream, they got the best stream in the league. Do they get points for that? Or?
Always there.
Do you get points for your stream or not?
It's probably worth an extra couple of bonus points in the season, isn't it? And they are always there or thereabouts, as they always say. Barnet 0, Hartlepool 0, a real snooze fest. But again, not the result.
Well, I know, and on that on soccer Saturday, not on a Saturday, soccer Tuesday, what do you call it? Whatever it is, football special, whatever it is. Jeff Stelling was going, it's 1-0 to Barnet. Oh, what a shame, they've won 1-0. It was Barnet 1-0 for ages. And then just being told it's not 1-0, it's 0-0. Disastrous.
Oh, not good. And the final game on Tuesday night, Wrexham 4, Sutton 0. Third straight win for Wrexham into
the playoff spots.
They've
got a bit of... what they've got, John, is a little bit of excitement there.
Momentum.
We know in this league what it takes, a little bit of excitement, a little bit of positivity, a little bit of someone grabbing hold of it and pushing it forward. And that's all it takes. All it takes, and then the right set of players. But our squad, Torquay United squad, is phenomenal. That's all I will say.
They are. So that leaves...
if they're all fit.
But we're not a Torquay podcast. National League table thus. Torquay are top. Sutton, Woking, Wealdstone, Maidenhead, Wrexham and Bromley in the playoffs. Chesterfield, Dover and Yeovil, as ever, propping it up at the bottom. And speaking of positivity, very quickly, we should just remark that this week, it sounds like we're going back. We're going to be back in the stadium.
What do you think of that, John? Happy about that?
I'm excited.
Are you? I mean, I have made the point on Twitter, but I'm going to make it here as well, that we have 100% home record at the moment.
In
the league. And it appears to be that the fans have been the problem all along.
Maybe this
for Torquay United.
The reset point for fans, not just Torquay United fans, but fans up and down the land. Don't just stand there for 90 minutes going, bloody
hell!
And moaning and groaning.
Bloody hell!
Maybe just don't do that this time.
You just think, I like that you thought that Nemain was exactly the sort
he
of player
really
that is going to get it in
He's
the net.
He's so not a pop side footballer.
He's the sort of player they'll move if he plays on the right, he'll play first half on the right, second half on the left. He's one of those sort of players. But I'm excited, John. I don't know how many games I'm going to get to. Are we allowed to go to away games? Do you know, John?
I don't know for certain. I don't think so.
Because they're saying tier two. They're basically saying no one's in tier one in the whole country.
Yeah.
So tier one is completely pointless. So nearly everyone's in tier two. And they're saying tier two, max 2,000 people. Now, it's very rare at National League that, other than the top teams, that anyone gets 2,000, even with away fans.
But what would be the point of, say, someone from tier three, let's say Hartlepool, where the case has been high, coming to watch a game in Torquay in tier one and then possibly spreading the virus. Surely you couldn't. Surely there won't be away fans. I don't know.
I hope so. Anyway, as with Scholing, there is always a way,
There's
John.
There's always a way.
There is always a way, isn't there? Is that all the news, John?
That's it.
Hey, this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Oh, God. I don't even know there's a phone in. How have you got a phone? How's he got this? My home number. This is unbelievable. Hello?
Hello? Beaker, you bastard, is that you?
Hello,
yes. This is Hearst here. You're through to the Hearst. You're connected to the Hearst. I'll be honest, Baker, I don't know how this is working from a technological standpoint either.
How have you got How have you got my home number? I don't give out my landline.
I've got this little thing called Clean Feed. Have you got it? I've got it hooked up here in the Hearst. Studio quality audio, crisp audio.
In the Hearst. You're doing a podcast. Doing a Hearst podcast.
I'm doing a Hearst podcast.
Oh, right.
It's the Undertaking Obsession. All the latest sort of news from the Hearson world, updates from everything that's going on up from down the country. We're not a Torquay crematorium podcast. We focus on crematoriums around the country. It's a really good idea. You might want to listen to it. We do this nice little thing at the end called Eulogies from a Listener. And they send in eulogies about people they've buried. It's all very nice, very respectful, and just sort of very 21st century, you know?
Doesn't sound very respectful. Sounds like you're making...
it's incredibly respectful.
Please don't swear.
I've got a black microphone here, a black microphone muff. Black microphone stand.
Please don't say muff. Say muff, Harris.
Like, you know what I meant. But what else? A pop shield then, fine, if you want to use the audio lingo. I've got it all.
How are you soundproofing? Have you padded out a
coffin
or something?
I've got foam all around the interior of the hearse. Soundproof.
Ooh, that's nice.
Black foam, of course. So it's all very respectful, all very, you know.
It doesn't sound respectful. It sounds...
But occasionally, we did our 100th episode last week, and so I did like a live mourning, and I talked to the mourners as we were driving up to the crematorium. They weren't really buying into it, to be honest.
No, they probably
wanted a bit of peace and quiet.
I can imagine they just wanted quiet and just time to grieve, to be honest, Harris. I heard you had a bit of an accident on the way to the when you were doing your 100th. I heard you backed into something, Harris.
What happened was...
He's Edda Denville. It sounds like you just got a podcast about people dying in all the worst towns in the UK.
Becky, but it's not about that. If you want to have a listen, what did I say it was
I
called? The Undertaking Obsession.
Have a listen.
Have a listen. It's very
just
uplifting.
About Torquay and funerals, is it?
Not a Torquay crematorium podcast. All around the country. We hate the Woking Crem. We really don't like them at all. We love to
sounds
give them
very,
a bit of...
sounds very familiar.
Bit of jip. The Wrexham Crem, they've just been... a load of money invested into them, which actually brings me nicely onto my point, actually, Baker. Yeah. I really enjoyed watching the Torquay on the telly the other week on the Beeb.
Not on the BT Sport when we won 5-0.
No, I don't have BT Sport. I didn't see that. The BBC game against Crawley, I laughed and 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 laughed. 6-5, bloody hell. I mean, what is Gary Johnson, what's he teaching this bunch? I mean, this bunch. I've lost the accent there, just sort of temporarily. Like I say, we focus on this
for a bit there. Right.
We focus on crims around the country. That's why that happened. I mean, speaking to a crematorium in Yorkshire. Okay, right. Anyway.
Okay.
Now, Gary Johnson was never a centre-back. In fact, he barely had a career to speak of. Gary Hours.
This is disrespectful.
Was a defender. I think he was anyway. I might have wanted to actually look that up. I think he was a defender.
Bloody Hours.
For Sunderland. In the top flight of English football, that would never have happened. We would have never have lost the game 6-5 under Gary Hours. They never did, Torquay. They never lost the game 6-5.
Kidding yourself, Harris. Gary's lost one game all season in the league.
You know, Gary Hours is a very magnanimous man, and I'm sure you would have considered a return if Torquay had gone cap in hand and said, please, Gary, come and sort out our defence. But I'm afraid to tell you that Clark Osmond has probably missed his chance now.
Good.
Because Gary, look, I don't want to sort of blow it for him.
So boring, Harris.
Beaker, you bastard. Don't interrupt. Yeah, I don't want to sort of blow it. I don't want to talk about it before it's done. But obviously, we've seen that there's big money coming into Wrexham.
Oh, yeah, the Hollywood money.
Money. And, look, it wouldn't surprise me. I don't want to say anything for definite, but it wouldn't surprise me if they made a move for Gary Hours very soon because they want a top-quality manager in there.
Why would they?
They could have their pick of any manager around the world.
Wrexham away under Gary Hours was the worst football day of my... We lost 4-0. It was the worst football day, one of the worst football days I've ever been to. It's absolutely awful.
Yes, and he knows what it's like, therefore, to see Wrexham win at their ground. He's experienced
it firsthand. They've got all the money they want, and they can get any manager they probably want, and you think they're going to go for Gary Hours? You're kidding yourself, Hurst. You're a lunatic.
He did so well in the National League South.
No, he didn't.
Set the foundations for a winning season, and everything that's happened
Foundations weren't set by it. He made... Sand foundations, jelly. Luckily, foundations of jelly.
All those players he signed for Torquay are still available.
Yeah.
They can go again. Bobson Ballin, Andre Wright, they're all around.
This is, as usual, an absolute nonsense conversation.
Look, he's very happy in his development job, National League, commentating for BBC Bristol, but he would speak to Wrexham if required.
I've got to go.
Going to Gloucester City, but unfortunately he got coffee thrown over him there last time, and he's not touched a dow egg but since, so I think it's unlikely.
Right, I'm going. It's absolutely appalling speech. Please, I'm going to change my number. Goodbye.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time. Do we call it Talkie Corner or Thought for the Bay, John?
And now time to Thought for the Bay.
It's Thought for the Bay. How do they always go, the Thought for the Days? I was speaking to her.
Yes, yeah. The Rabbi Lionel Blue and Yellow, yes. Of course.
No, well, it's a lovely idea, John, but I've not thought about it. So no. So play it in. But I'm going to tell you my major worries about the season. I've not got many because I think we've got an absolutely amazing squad.
Okay.
I worry about Jamie Reid. I'd like him to come back, but that's not to do with Torquay United. That Wrexham are on the warpath, John. They've got the momentum. They're going to have the money. In flipping Christmas, they're going to buy everyone, aren't they, January?
Absolutely.
Like Salford did, like spending $4,000 a week on a decent striker from Aberdeen, you know, that sort of thing. I worry about that, but I think they might be far. I don't know, 6 points. If we could beat Wealdstone and then beat them, I think we're anyway.
Are you going to say you think we've done it?
No, we haven't done it, but it's pretty good. We're doing really well.
Yeah,
I prefer us doing well than having to chase it.
Do you also want to know why we did well on Saturday? I decided not to watch again. Back to that.
That did work before.
Because the last two I'd watched, Crawley defeat.
Yeah.
Bournemouth draw, turned it off.
Yeah.
They won.
You are a jinx.
So let's try that again for a bit.
You're going to try not watching it for a bit, are you?
I'll try for a little bit.
Don't watch Saturday. I tell you what, don't watch them Saturday. I'm not saying I've become a bit obsessed, but I was considering getting the Wrexham Bromley feed on
Saturday. Well, I do a bit of scouting. Type up a scouting report for Gary.
I thought that might be a bit too much.
Anyway, that's a bit much.
Come on, you Yellows. Oh, jeez. I just want to do with everyone getting fit. Could do Armani Little getting fit.
Oh, dear, yeah.
Nelson turning up. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Liam. We need another Moxie or Liam.
God.
Dad's army at the left back there. Oh, it's just too nerve-wracking. I really like winning.
I'd almost rather we weren't top.
We're top.
Expectation, my hopes have been raised.
Yeah, I'm going with it. I'm just going with the expectation and hopes. Just going with it. Going to win the league, John. We're going to win the league. This is the National Obsession.
And that was Thought for the Bay.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener!
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
For once, I'm going to say we have a couple of letters, and I actually mean a couple. I mean two.
By a couple, you mean two. Marvellous.
I mean literally two. Mark Ridley
Very good.
Has been in touch a lot recently. Hello, Mark, he says.
Newton and Ridley.
Dear John and Charlie, the last 3 weeks of your podcast mm-hmm. have sent me down the wormhole.
It's been absolutely You really should be embarrassed. Sent him down a wormhole of what, John?
We've gone from Thought for the Faith to Points of View.
Why?
Little hear from Mark Ridley. On the ice, sir, Mark.
On the ice, you, Mark.
I can't really do Terry Wogan.
From a wormhole, yeah.
Of Scottish what? Non-league football.
Oh, people, this is really caught
I think
on this.
After this, we have to draw a line under it.
Yes.
That'll be enough. But he says, what a rich seam of material it throws up. This weekend sees the start of the Scottish FA Cup with two games in the preliminary round containing these gloriously named teams, which also includes the poshest named club in British football. He goes with Lothian Thistle Hutchinson Vale, which I think we had the other week.
They did the
Scottish
conveyance
solicitors.
On my... yeah. Last house move.
Hello, Lodi and Cecil Hutchinson Vale.
Yeah.
And versus St Cuthbert Wanderers.
Oh, lovely. Cuthbert Main.
Beautifully posh. Cuthbert Main. Yeah. God.
Not a talkie
Not
podcast.
Not a talkie podcast, but we have just named a Roman Catholic school in the heel, I want to say heel area.
Yeah, go on.
Penny Kewick Athletic versus Musselburgh Athletic. In addition to that, Bonnie Rig Rose are nicknamed Rosie Posey. And Sean Connery.
Bonnie Rig Rose, I always see that name and I was thinking, that sounds like a nice play.
Sean Connery used to play for them on the ice.
Did he? Yeah. That's probably where I've heard. On the ice, do you? Thank you so much, Newton
on the ice,
and Ridley.
Mark. Newton and Ridley.
That's
Newton
lovely. I saw a picture this week of Dumbarton's ground, John. And unreal. Have you seen it?
I've not. I love
it. I'm going to send it to you now. It's Scotland. Absolutely unreal. It's like next to this big rock, and they call it, and it's just an unbelievable football ground. Okay. Well, sort of one that makes me want to go and visit because it's absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Marvellous. Well, thank you,
What's the
Mark?
Other letter, John?
The other letter comes from Pete Garley.
You're too Garley, Garley. Nice to hear from him. We haven't heard from him in a while, John.
I think he's piped up now that Northampton Town have picked up a bit.
Oh, yes. On
a couple
the
of
ice.
Good results.
Keith Carroll's Northampton Town.
He says, to my National League brothers, after hearing about Goalsock down at Exeter University,
yes.
which we
yes.
talked about in the letters
Hope
last
doing
week.
Well. Hope them lads are doing
the
well.
The Talk United not Society at Exeter University.
Not doing too many Jaeger bombs, I hope. Those students.
Probably all got the COVID. He says, up here in...
They're boot-cut jeans and leather jackets.
Up here in Sheffield, says Pete. And I think he's at a university in Sheffield now.
Sheffield Uni, is he?
Yeah.
Quite a good one, isn't it? Quite
Lovely.
A good one.
It could be Sheffield Hallam, doesn't say.
Oh.
But let's
it.
Go with
he's
Sheffield.
Left it off. Go on. I reckon he's clever. Go on.
He says, I'm just sorting out the launch of Cadogan Sock. If image rights allowed. I'm expecting you to get
nice.
Your subs in ASAP. On the
nice.
Mother effing ice, Pete.
Wow, he's become a student, got away from his dad.
Yeah.
Started with the
Started
swears.
Swearing.
All the swears. Cadogan Sock. That sounds good. What? Wonder what they'll do.
I'm getting quite worrying vibes
ride a Brompton
about that.
But not be able to fix it.
Yeah, all the Cadogan classics,
that,
not
that
go to a fireworks display, all of the rest, all of those.
No, lovely. An evening, this is a wonderful thing, John, but we hope he's actually doing that. Not going to a fireworks display.
That's a callback to about 2 years ago, that. Have since been to a fireworks
when we
display.
When we were getting to know you, John.
That was it, getting to know,
know
yeah.
you. They sit there doing one of four impressions.
A little bit harsh, I think.
I thought it was too much.
Yeah.
It went in too
Donald
big.
Donald Trump, Ronnie Corbett, Michael Caine, Roger Moore. That is four, isn't it? Alan Bennett, five.
Alan Bennett, five.
Yeah. There's loads more than that.
Ken Bruce,
yeah.
Six. So there we are. One of six
Terry
impressions.
Terry Wogan, put him on the list after
Well,
really?
You've just
not.
Done that one and we all thought you should have bailed out earlier. Pete Garley on the ice. More news on Cadogan Sock, please. Very interesting.
Yeah,
I'm interested to know when the fireworks night isn't.
This sounds like one for Steve Smith to do the branding.
Yes.
Steve.
Where is Steve? Hey, great letters.
Lovely
thanks
letters.
Thanks so much. On
and
the
a lovely
ice
app.
To you.
There we go.
And that's it. The end of it. Thanks that's so much. It. Do send us your letters. I think, what's the email address, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com it's for now until we win the league.
Oh, yes. Well, then look. When we win the league, it will all become clear what happens next. It will just open itself up to us. Like, is it that what Pandora's box did?
Yeah,
I've no idea.
Probably.
Probably. Anyway, look, on the ice to you all. Thank you so much. No Talk United game this weekend. So just enjoy the National
just
League.
Enjoy yourselves.
Just enjoy it. You knock yourselves
Drink
out.
It
we'll
in.
Be back next week and back in the grounds again soon. Very, very good.
Absolutely.
On the Ice to You.
Martin Rice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.